It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. In addition to establishing an award regarding animal abuse cases in the community, there's also been support for helping the department acquire a new police dog.
Yes, there's a nonprofit organization that has put us on the fast track to getting a new one. All we have to do is fill out the application, submit our paperwork, and they said that they are going to support us with getting another canine to add to Kareem. With that will come the responsibility of us training another officer to be a canine handler. That will give us the ability to have two canines available for deployment, and we should have a seven-day-a-week coverage with a canine rather than just having one canine trying to cover as many days as possible. We'll have one on each one of our shift rotations.
Well, it sounds like Kareem has been an asset to the department.
Absolutely. Kareem has always been an asset. Anytime that you can use a canine to its fullest advantage of being able to get illegal narcotics off the street, that is an advantage that dogs have over humans. We can't smell narcotics the way that they can, nor would I want. Kareem has been a breath of fresh air in our department. He's well-liked everywhere he goes, and he's just a good asset to have for our department and our agency.
Well, it sounds like he's been a good ambassador in the community.
He really has. He really has. He's everywhere he goes, everybody wants to see Kareem.
Are there some protocols that we need to remember about a working dog like that?
Yes, there really is. Whereas Kareem is a very friendly dog, it's always important for the public to remember that he is a working dog. Whereas he does love to be petted and talked to and played with sometimes, he's still a working dog, and he is a very hyperactive Belgian Malinois. And those animals, they are a beast in themselves. They love to run and play and jump, and as well trained as he is, he's still a young dog. So it's always safe to make sure that the handler has control of him whenever you approach him and ask the handler's permission to pet or touch him anytime.
That's good to remember. We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.